Hello and welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast. I'm your host, Lily Bulge, and it is so wonderful to be back with you guys. I know it's been a few months since I've posted, but lots of changes in my life, which I'm excited to share with you, and we've got a really awesome season ahead. So for those of you who are new to the show, welcome. This podcast is a combination of meditations and conversations to essentially set the tone for your day, to fill your cup, and ultimately bring you closer to yourself. Now, when we get still and close our eyes and look inwards, it can sometimes be an unpleasant and potentially overwhelming experience. So it's my mission to guide you in a way that feels super clear, really supportive, really grounding. So whether you're brand new to meditation and self-discovery, or you've been on this path for many years, this podcast is for you. And just to give you a little bit of a backstory, I started the morning ritual back in March 2020. And pre-pandemic, I was zipping around New York City teaching yoga and meditation. I was in a contemporary dance company, and let's just say life was very full. So when the pandemic hit and I was no longer performing, no longer zipping around the city, I had a lot of time on my hands. So I started the morning ritual to just bring some structure into my own life, but also share these tools that have helped me navigate stress and anxiety and kind of help me understand my own mind. So I made a commitment to post every day for 6 weeks, and then I made it more realistic for myself, and I began posting weekly and at some stages monthly. And a year and a half later, so in the fall of 2021, I moved from New York to London, and this was totally my Saturn return for my astrology lovers out there. Bad breakup, moved countries, big transition. Throughout the years, my episodes have often been a reflection of what I was learning in that moment, or maybe what I had just kind of been through. And I really do try and speak, you know, from my own experiences. I want this information to be relatable, and I want it to be helpful. So here we are in the summer of 2024. It's been a few months since I've posted, so I wanted to share some updates on my life, a sneak peek at the season ahead, and then the three big lessons, big takeaways that I've learned since taking a break from the show. So at the beginning of the year, January 8th, I think, I opened up a yoga and sound healing studio in London, and it's called The Space. So if you happen to be in England, know any friends in London, send them my way. I'll pop our information in the show notes below for you, so definitely check it out. And a month later, in February, my partner proposed. And flash forward to the start of this summer, we had a teeny tiny intimate wedding in my hometown. So between opening up my first ever physical space, getting engaged, getting married, really taking the steps to settle in a new country, it's been a very full time. Hence why I paused the episodes, but listen, I am so excited to be back. We have a really great season planned for you. We'll launch our first interview episode next week with one of my favorite authors, Tracy Stanley. She wrote the book Radiant Rest, which is all about yoga nidra, and she recently published a book called Luminous Self, which really focuses on embracing, accessing your true self, capital S. Beyond ego, right? That part of you that is so steady and so stable, the part of you that is witnessing your experiences, your mind. So she's an amazing resource. Definitely tune in for Tracy Stanley. And we've got a couple returning guests. So Baron Hansen from the last season, he's making a freaking documentary. He's teaching 1% of his hometown in Australia to meditate and seeing the effects that has on the whole community. So I'm super pumped for that conversation. We've got more meditation episodes and some other awesome guests. So lastly, my three takeaways from the past few months. And I'm going to focus on the takeaways that I've learned from starting my own business, because I swear you guys, I'm learning something new every damn day. It's hard to pick the top three lessons, but these ones in particular are the lessons that I've learned really from the business that have affected my whole life. They've really transcended into my personal life, into my relationships, which has been really cool to see. So, number one, my friend Grace says this all the time. It was coined by Brené Brown. Clear is kind. So, clear is kind is all about honesty, directness, transparency in our communication, which is the kindest thing we can do. It's sometimes not the nicest, right? There is a difference between being kind and being nice, but it is the kindest thing that we can do. And that clarity, it really begins with self-awareness, right? We have to be clear with how we're feeling, with our own desires, with our own values. We have to have that clarity inside so that we can kind of communicate from that really authentic place. So, silly example, if you've been invited to a party, you have to have that self-awareness to know if you actually even want to go to that party. And I think it's really easy to feel like, oh my God, I should, or I don't want to miss out, or, I always say yes, so why say no now? But if you get really real with yourself and think, gosh, kind of burnt out from work, I've been socializing a lot lately, I could really use a night in, that involves self-awareness, that involves some inner clarity. And once you know that, you could just speak your truth. You can tell your friend, look, thank you so much for the invite. I'm going to stay in tonight. Instead of saying, yeah, sure. And then, like, just not showing up or going and not actually wanting to be there, which neither of those are really the kind option. So, yeah, starting the studio, having for the first time in my life, employees, having a roster of 20 plus teachers, at least 4 classes a day. We got a lot of moving parts, this inner clarity and upfrontness has been like super key to navigating everybody's expectations, to eliminating misunderstandings. And I mean, I'm a trial and error girl, so I've made these mistakes. The misunderstandings have certainly happened. And as somebody who's avoided confrontation for much of my life, I've had to have those difficult conversations more than ever before. I've had to have those really awkward chats a lot more these days. But this has helped me realize this lesson that clear is kind. The best I can do is be upfront and be honest. What I'm saying might be difficult for the other person to hear. What I'm saying might be kind of awkward to say, but it's coming from an honest place, stating the facts, stating the truth of the matter. And that is really the kindest thing that we can do. Number two, how human of me. So I heard this one from Elena Brower first. It comes from the work of NVC, nonviolent communication. And yeah, we can do this now. Place your hand on your heart and say to yourself, how human of me. This simple gesture just brings us back to our humanness, and it is really like an act of self-compassion. So these days, my to-do list is like never ending. It is now infinite. And it's easy to feel like at the end of the day that, oh my gosh, I didn't get all the things done. And I'm sure we can all relate to that. We all have super busy lives, and it can be really easy to beat ourselves up. Like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing enough. I've got so much to do, and I feel like I can never get it all done, right? Hand on heart, how human of me to feel this way. Where in your life are you being hard on yourself? Can you bring some compassion to that area? Recognize it's so human to feel fear, to feel anxiety, to feel stressed. And then when you bring that compassion in, you can start to shift that emotion. So, I have an example for you, an embarrassing example. I made a very human mistake. At the studio, we when class is not in session, we hire out the space to other wellness practitioners for them to do their thing. And I had a double booking. I mean, how furious would you be if you rocked up, you've paid for the space, you are expecting to have it, and somebody else is in there? And, you know, I could immediately feel my mind spiral. And I actually didn't have the time or the energy to go into this spiral and beat myself up. And I just had to say, okay, you know, we've made a mistake. I've had to recognize, hand on heart, how human of me, this shit happens. How can we fix it? So I was able to go into problem solving mode, and guess what? We worked it out. It was all okay. And then I learned the lesson. How can we, like, in the future, cross our T's, dot our I's, triple check? Which systems do we need to have in place to make sure that this does not happen again? Bringing in that compassion allowed me to go from, like, totally beating myself up for this embarrassing double booking mistake to, it's okay. How can we solve it? Better yet, how can we learn from this so it doesn't happen again? But when you feel like you're beating yourself up, when you feel like you're judging yourself for feeling a certain type of way or doing a certain thing, hands on heart, how human of me. You can drop the story, you can drop the dramas, no need to spiral, ain't nobody got time for that. How can we just take this as information and improve the system? And number three, oh, this third takeaway, protect the things that bring you joy. So going back to that now infinite, endless to-do list that I have, it's all too easy to, like, wake up and then just skip my morning practice, get right to work, work all day, do the things that I have to do, and skip the things that actually fill my cup, bring me joy. So I've just finished Julia Cameron's The Artist Way. Such a cool book. Highly recommend. It's a 12-week program, and you have different tasks. And one of the tasks, one of the main things that you do in this program is morning pages. So 3 pages of stream of consciousness writing every single morning. And a lot of it is just junk. You know, a lot of it's just the busyness of the mind getting onto that paper. But every time I've done my pages, and of course, there's a few mornings that I've skipped, but every time I do the pages, I feel better for it. I feel like my mind is clearer, that I'm making decisions and planning my day in a way that's aligned with what I really want. And we tend to fit in these really important, nourishing things when everything else is done. But the problem with today is that everything else is never done. We must prioritize the things that bring us joy. Meals at home with my partner, walking my dog in the park, journaling, meditation, exercise. It can sometimes feel hard to carve out time for these activities. This has been a huge lesson on boundaries, protecting the things that bring me joy. I guess first lesson is all about honesty, clarity, clear as kind, drop those people-pleasing behaviors. Number two, hand on heart, how human of me, have compassion, drop the stories and move on. And number three, boundaries, right? Protecting the things that bring you joy. So I am so excited to be back with you guys. It'll be a really nice season. If you enjoy the morning ritual, if you have found this podcast helpful in any way, please be sure to rate, review, better yet, share this podcast with a friend. And if you are new, hit that subscribe button and you will get the latest episodes right into your podcast app. We will end the episode the way that we always do, with a full breath in, a complete breath out, and have a wonderful day.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.